Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. DBJ will be on the call Saturday night, Canes and Stanford. The pregame kicks off at 3 p.m. You got Danny Rabinowitz, Hollywood, and Brian Monroe, and a cast of thousands. And then Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., will be on the call along with Josh Darrow. And that begins at 7 p.m. right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. DBJ, what happened Friday night? Because the Canes looked shell-shocked at the beginning of the game. They were never seemingly able to recover, and it just kind of went south.
I think you described it.
Well, thank you for joining us, DBJ. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
No, listen, you know, you get behind 14 points immediately, and it affects everything, in my opinion. And the good news is, I guess, if there's such a thing in a loss, is they battled back and put themselves in a position to win. And, you know, when you look at what happened with the two touchdowns early, it's unfortunate Miami was not able to put a drive together in between those two touchdowns. I think it would have helped the causes, but at the same time, that defense forced four punts in a row after those first two scores. So they settled down and got it figured out. And at the end of the day, listen, we can talk about it and dissect it. You're not going to win a football game. Ask the Miami Dolphins. They did the same thing. If you give the ball away four times and you got more penalties than the other team, that's really four lost possessions like that is very difficult to overcome.
DBJ, were you surprised how just game plan, blitzing, interception, turnover, Louisville looked like they belonged on the field with the Canes. And a lot of these teams they played this year didn't look equal to them talent wise.
You know what, Channing? I was not surprised, because when I was getting ready to do this game, you know, you go back to game, the first time you played Louisville with Brohm would have been 2.5 years ago or three seasons ago, however you want to look at it. They came to Hard Rock. It was a close game, high scoring game, and they won. Last year, Miami goes up there, high scoring game, and Miami won. It was a one score game. And I looked at their record, and they have one loss. It's a overtime loss to Virginia the week before the Miami game, and they beat everybody else. And when I watched them, they're a damn good football team. I mean, I saw the receiver that had success against Miami have success against everybody. I saw their defense, which played lights out and made, you know, the best plays of some of their careers against Miami. I saw them play very good football. And you know, we joked about the trap game being USF or however we were. This really worked out to be a game to where this team, meaning Louisville, they should have come in ranked 18th or 15th or 16th because, you know, they're really a one-loss team against Virginia in overtime. And they were a field goal away from being undefeated. And I thought they were a very good football team. Did I think Miami would win? I thought Miami absolutely was capable of winning the football game. But if Miami turns it over four times against Stanford on Saturday, they will lose. If they do it against SMU, they will lose. If they do it the following week, they will lose. There's no way to overcome that, and then you compound it with the penalties. It just makes it very difficult.
DBJ, not only the turnovers, but the lack of run game, and I know it kind of factors into what you're saying there about, you know, who's on the field and who they're playing against, the opponent stepping up. But it does look at times like Miami is trying to run the same run plays right up the middle time and time again. And over the last two games, it hasn't led to the type of success we saw in the first couple where Miami just dominated on the ground. Do you anticipate any changes, types of runs, the personnel on the field to try to get that run game going, especially against a Stanford team that Miami should have their way with?
Well, let me correct you. Stanford plays the run as good as anybody that Miami's played. So let's not go into that game thinking that they don't play the run very good, because they do. They play it. They're very good against the run. They're very powerful, especially at the defensive tackle spot. But if you go back to the Florida State game where, quote unquote, Miami didn't run the football the way that they wanted to, they didn't. But they threw the hell out of it and did whatever they wanted through the air. So normally, if they take away the pass, the run will be there. If they take away the run, the pass will be there. That's normally the way it is. My belief is that when you look at the game, and Louisville came in and they were determined to stop the run against Miami, so the pass should have been there. How I saw the game was there were numerous opportunities to throw that football underneath. Well, on two of the interceptions, there were three other choices that were easier throws. That's something that Carson Beck has done phenomenally through the beginning of the season, and he just didn't take the check down. If he would have taken the check down, it would have absolutely changed the course of the game. But also, when you talk about the run game, you got to talk about the penalty, because if it's first down and you get 4 yards, that's what you want to get. It's now second and six. But if you have a 15-yard penalty, it's 21 yards to go. So now you're taken out of your run game because of those penalties as well. No one's going to run the football, and you become, with a second and 21 or a second and 15, it becomes far more predictable of what's going on. You know it turns into a pass down. So it's a vicious cycle in my mind that happens when you have those penalties and you get behind the chains, and it makes it far more difficult. You're sitting with a guy that made a whole lot of money playing defense, and their whole thing was to get them in second and third and long, and then everybody becomes predictable. Isn't that about right, Channing?
Yep.
Everything about making a whole lot of money, except making a whole lot of money.
He made money, man. He made a lot of money.
That was the only part I'll take issue with.
DBJ, does Carson Beck get, after a four-interception game, a little gun-shy? You know, like you're saying, Stanford can stop the run, so they're going to have to pass it. But I throw four interceptions. I'm not throwing jump balls anymore. I'm going to be hesitant to throw another jump ball in the next game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, this is the God's truth. This morning, when I was doing my prep work for the game, I'm looking at this, and I went back and watched the game, a couple, you know, different parts of it, a couple different times. Here's the impressive thing about Carson Beck in my mind in that game. And you got to remember, I talked to him 5 minutes after he got in the locker room, you know, after Coach Cristobal addressed him. I was impressed that he never backed down after the pick. He never got gun shy. I wish he would have a little bit, right? I wish he would have taken an easier throw. But the young man never, ever, ever backed down. And I think that's a great trait. Now, I think you got to fix the problem and create an understanding of where to go. Instead of looking for the big ball, go for the check down, which he did. When he does that, that's the best thing he does in his career. If you look at him, he does that as well as anybody. When you look, search for that long ball or that jump ball, a lot of times bad things happen. And I think he's going to come out, and I think he will certainly look for the check down. He'll certainly go through his progressions and take the first open instead of waiting for the long ball or the 50-50 ball.
All right, here we go, DBJ. And again, Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call Saturday night, this very radio station, along with Joe Zagacki, UM, and Stanford, right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We're going to give you two new lines and one that we gave you last week that we still want you to put into the broadcast, all right?
Perfect.
All right. Are you familiar with Kenan Thompson?
Maybe if I hear it.
He's a funny man. He's a funny man. I didn't call him a comedian. He's
okay,
a funny man.
Funny man.
He's on Saturday Night Live. He's been on SNL for 23 straight years.
I guess I should be familiar with
that. That was my point when we had the conversation yeah. earlier this week, that Kenan Thompson, for whatever reason, does not have the level of fame that he should. Are you familiar with the movie or the old TV show Good Burger?
No,
a little bit beyond your time. It's beyond my time.
Yeah.
So
beyond my time.
Here is
This isn't even Kenan Thompson though.
This is Kel.
This is Kel.
All right. So this is the line from the reason we got on this line is because we were talking about Kenan Thompson, who had a show on Nickelodeon, Kenan and Kel, Good Burger, became a movie. Kel, nowhere near as famous as Kenan. But Kenan, you don't even recognize the name, which, again, goes back to the conversation we had earlier this week, but I don't want to relitigate that. But here is, if you were to walk into Good Burger, here's what you might hear.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I haven't heard it, but I like it.
All right. That's so you could pull that line off during the game.
Oh, that's an easy one. I don't even need permission for that line.
Right, just do it. You familiar with this? You familiar with 6'7"?
6'7"?
6'7". It's kind of, you on TikTok, DBJ?
No, I thought 6'7" was a new strip club. I had no idea what you were talking about with 6'7".
If you find it, DBJ, I'm coming with you.
Here's a guy. Play whatever you have here, Jimmy.
6'7"!
6'7". I saw a write-up in the Washington Post about how each age group can identify 6'7". And the one that resonated with me was from the 90s. You remember Rob Schneider used to go, making copies.
I remember that.
Remember that from SNL, making copies. That's the cadence. 6'7".
Okay, and where 6'7" fit in your life?
And you got to make your hands move up and down like, either way, either or. 6'7".
Your cadence.
Seven.
No. I'm trying to do the making copies
but,
for him.
But it's not the right form. Like, if we're going to do
okay,
it, let's do it the right
way. Go ahead.
Way.
Give it to us, youngster.
6-7.
6-7.
No, 6-7.
It's the same thing I'm doing.
6-7.
It's exactly the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
It couldn't be further.
This is what I deal with on a daily basis, DBJ.
Mono, you're tone deaf.
He is tone deaf. He's colorblind. he has a lot of issues. You think you can work that in? It'll go viral, DBJ.
Well, look, it's touchdown 6, extra point 7. 6-7.
There you go. That's the angle. You know what, Joe? They're down just a touchdown here. You get the tutty, and then you get the extra point. 6-7.
6-7.
Exactly what we're all doing. We're gonna exactly what we're doing. And then finally, we gave you this one last week. This is Papa Roach. The song is Last Resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
I like it. I'm going to give it a shot. That's all I can tell you.
Just do that with the same kind of ferocity that Papa Roach does it in the song, okay?
Now, did you get the one I did?
Yes.
You know, I did one.
You did, and we just found it. So you did the Dr. Dre Eminem song, right?
Yes.
Do you have that, Jimmy? Let's hear what you did. It was what's the line? Y'all know me.
Yeah, y'all know me. Still the same OG.
Okay.
I've been low-key. He didn't we'll hear it.
All right, let's hear what DBJ did.
Fourth quarter, 7:42. Louisville turns the ball over. Miami's got it at the Cardinal 12. Round in the backfield. Beck goes under center. Ruckemeyer sends it back to Beck. It's a reverse for Tony. He goes left side. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Malachi Tony. And the Hurricanes have a heartbeat. They're alive and kicking. Miami with some huff and puff. It's 24-19.
When you need a play, you give it to your playmaker, and that is Malachi Tony. Y'all know me. Still the same OG.
That was good.
That was good, man.
That was good, DBJ. And I didn't think you'd get any in during that game because they never led.
Well, you know, I can't let you guys down. I can't lose. I can't lose there and then lose here. I can't be 0-2 in a week. Come
We gave you three good ones for Saturday. Have a good broadcast, DBJ.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.